Auckland Grey Power is pleased to sponsor this edition of Senior Focus.
Welcome everyone. I'm Anne-Marie Khoury. I'm your presenter today for Senior Focus. And today I want to just talk a little bit about Grey Power and what we do, not only for our own members, but what we do in terms of uplifting the issues for seniors, making them more visible. And our mission statement is to be the appropriate voice for all older New Zealanders. And I think that's something that people often say to us when they come into our office, is that they appreciate that we're there because they feel they're not heard, and they've been in lots of places and haven't been heard, and that's what's driven them to Grey Power. So it's a very important mission that we take seriously. When we are advancing and supporting and protecting the welfare and well-being of older people, which is our number one aim and objective, we want to do that in a sustainable way. So it's a very fashionable word, sustainable, these days, but we care about the planet, and we know that we need to be part of the solution, that we model behaviours to our grandchildren. We have voting power in terms of elections. We know politicians listen to us. And in terms of what's going on in our own neighbourhoods, we're often people who are walking about during the day. We see where rubbish is being piled up. People are doing illegal dumping. We can ring the council. We can let them know, hey, this is happening in this street. And this is really effective. If people ring the main council number, 301-0101, they will get the call centre, and those staff are trained to ask the right questions and to get the information they need from whoever's calling in, and then log that as a job. And your role is effective when you actually make sure that you know what the reference, what the job number is, because that means if you call back again, if you don't feel enough action has happened fast enough, when you call back the second time, you can actually quote that reference number. That immediately activates a greater urgency instead of you just going straight through the process all over again. So how to report issues is an important part of understanding how to be neighbourly and be community-minded. And there are lots of things that you can ring in about. You can also contact Auckland Transport. If, for example, you see people speeding regularly in a particular street, you might think, well, speed humps would be a very good idea here. Or you notice a pedestrian crossing that people have difficulty getting across from one side to another. And you know that people don't like putting in extra traffic lights, they're expensive. But what can work very well is smart studs. These are the sparkly lights that shine up and flash on the edge of the pedestrian crossing. And they often really are a great signal to drivers. They're a wake-up call if they're not noticing there is a crossing there. And often they will slow down, and that will be just enough time for somebody to get out of the way or alert them to the fact that, oh, yes, I do notice that pedestrian there is actually wanting to cross. So it's very important that you can ring into Auckland Transport, and the number is 355-3553. So I'll repeat that again. The number for Auckland Transport is 355-3553. And though often people do get frustrated and there's lots of bad press about Auckland Transport, but I think overall, again, if you get a job reference and you have to ring back a second time, you're higher up the queue and there's more urgency placed on your job. You can also let your local board representative know about these issues that you've rung in about. Because if you don't get anywhere fast enough, again, that's your local board representative's job to take up your issues, and they have direct lines into council and into Auckland Transport where they can actually take the issue a little bit higher and get even more traction. Occasionally people have broken pipes. If it's on your property, it will be, the water charge will be to you, because the water's coming out of pipes on your property. But if it's a broken pipe between your boundary and the street, so it's on the footpath, then it's WaterCare's problem. In any case, water costs money, and the sooner it's not wasted, the better. So if you can call Watercare, you need this number 442 and then 2222. So I'll repeat that one again. The Watercare number for contact is 442-2222. And same thing about getting a reference for your call, for your job that you want tackled. Very important. And I also say to people, diary it. Even if you don't have a diary, if you've got a calendar on the wall, write it down. When you called, which day it was, what time it was, even if you can find out the first name of the person you spoke to, can be useful. But certainly the job reference number is really the most critical thing. Now, this is the time of the year when people are starting to notice, oh, it's a little bit cooler at night. People starting to think about, are my curtains heavy enough to keep out the cold in winter? Have I got any drafts that might be a problem? Have I got enough blankets for my bed, and so on? And I certainly noticed it last night myself. I woke up a couple of times and thought I was foolish, I didn't put on bed socks. There are lots of simple things that you can do in life that really make life easier for you. But one thing that people are not necessarily aware of is that there's lots of savings they could make on their power bill. Now, Auckland Grey Power is very keen to broadcast as much information about the electricity deal that we have with Pulse Energy, because we have worked very hard to get that deal, and it's to ensure that low users pay a much lower rate for power, and especially a lower daily charge. So Grey Power electricity daily charge is 15 cents, and compare that with any of the big corporate energy retailers like Mercury, Meridian, Genesis, but those people are charging 33 cents for the daily charge. So that's automatically a difference between $4.50 and $9.50 a month. So that adds up over a year. Then, of course, is the kilowatt charge per hour. Now, this is commercial information, and, of course, every company is different and they change at the drop of a hat when they want to. So I'm not going to quote rates for the kilowatt hours, but what I say to people is do contact Grey Power Electricity by ringing their 0800 number with a copy of your power bill. And on your power bill, there is something called the ICP number, and the call centre person who answers is trained how to get you to find that number on your power bill, and then knowing that number, they can then tell you what the charge would be for the same amount of kilowatt hours per month if you were with them rather than the retailer you're with. And don't forget that check that comes once a year, that 350 odd, that check actually comes from Vector. It comes from the lines company. It doesn't have anything to do with your retailer. So if you, it doesn't matter who you're with, Genesis, Mercury, or switch to Grey Power, you still get that check. It's not going to disappear anywhere else. And that's very important, I know, for low users, because it may be half your power bill. On the other hand, if your usage is getting up, it certainly makes a difference between what is survivable and what isn't. Now, sometimes people find they change to Grey Power Electricity, and then during the switch period, which is all handled by Grey Power Electricity, you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is give them that ICP number off your phone bill, and it's fine from there on in. You can do all the usual options of direct credit and so on, but basically they handle the switch. But partway through the switch, a lot of people do find they're rung by their former company, their former retailer, and they will often try and incentivise and say, well, if you stay with us, we'll give you 150 or we'll give you 200. And it tends to go up if you say no. They may ring you back in a week with even a higher amount. The difficulty is, of course, a lot of people get confused and they feel disloyal, and so then they go back to the original company. But that's not good for the consumer. It's not good for you because most of these companies have a locked-in contract, so their rates are based on locking you in for 2 or 3 years. Now, they have built in the idea that there will be power rises. They built that into the price. That's why grey power is really competitive. We don't have contracts. We don't tie people up. You just give 30 days notice and you are out of it. It's as simple as that. So that's my advice to you. It won't work for everyone in every case, but in many cases people do report they've saved quite considerable sums of money. So I've been really amazed at what people have fed back to us afterwards when they've changed. Now, just at this point of the year, we're starting to gear up towards the council elections, and grey power is non-aligned with any political party. So we, in order to unite and lobby across the spectrum and to get support, cross-party support at the parliamentary level, we stay non-aligned. And it's really important because we need to have the door open to not only Labor, but to National, to the Greens, to New Zealand First, and even ACT. So we can talk to anyone in the House of Parliament that's got an opinion, that's likely to be voting in the House, and it, really keeping those contacts going is a very important part of what the Federation does. We have an AGM in Wellington once a year where representatives of the 75 grey power associations get together. And my experience has been that if a policy is unanimously voted on at that AGM, it's something people feel extremely strongly about. It's a litmus test, really, for a broad spectrum of New Zealand opinion. Because we are a broad church and we have people from left and right and in the middle. So if they can all come together and agree, then it signals something strongly. Last year, our Auckland Association put in a remit wanting the Federation to pay closer attention to the housing issues, the hidden needs of seniors in the housing sector, particularly social housing. And we got a standing ovation, a round of applause, and unanimously this was voted for. it is not entirely without some success that there's been a bit of a shift at Housing New Zealand in terms of the housing land company that are doing the Kiwi Build and related social housing plans for Housing New Zealand. Now, they have increased the number of senior units that are going to be constructed. And you'll see in the Roskill South developments, there's 4 or 5 complexes going in currently over the next 2 years. And at least 2 of those have 1 and 2 bedroom units. Most of them are on the ground floor, but some are upstairs. And accessibility is the thing that we are really pushing hard for now, because the need has been assessed as being about 24% of our Auckland population needing accessible housing. Not necessarily lifts, but maybe one level. Certainly wider entrances, so they're wheelchair-friendly. Movable fixtures, so they can be set at different heights. All sorts of things come into accessibility. But most of the Kiwi Build homes that I've looked at, certainly in Hobsonville, for example, whether they're in the market value section that are being sold off at market rates or whether they're in the social housing section, there's still a lot to be desired about the lack of accessibility. So only 11% of what has been built in Hobsonville is accessible, when that figure of 24% is a very real reality for New Zealanders. And that's just now. That figure will go up in the future. So if we're wanting to future-proof the housing stock, we need to be doing more about accessibility. Housing is probably the top issue. It has been in the last election and it will be in this coming election. But it's also important for Auckland Council. And Auckland Council is very concerned about those people who rent and those who are renting in substandard places. About 51% of the rental stock are actually housing below standard. It may be because it's poor maintenance, it may be because it's leaky home type situation, it may be because it just needs more attention regularly and it's not getting it. It may be because the original materials were not good and it's not lined and moisture and dampness is locked in because the tenants have the windows locked up all day while they're out at work. There's a variety of reasons for all of this. It's not all the landlord's fault, but Auckland Council is very determined to make sure that some of the worst examples are well documented, that they come out and take photos and put all the information on the LIM report. And they offer landlords a remediation service, and they actually do it for the tenants. They come in, they put up drapes, thermodrapes and curtain track, and the tenants own those drapes and track, can take them with them to the next place. However, the other things that they do to make access more easy, to repair broken windows or steps that have got gaps or ill-fitting doors and windows that let in drafts, those sort of changes they do just to benefit the tenants, and they don't charge the landlord. But even then, there are landlords who refuse to let them onto the property to do the work and will not cooperate. And that's really sad when you see the pictures of these places and you think, gosh, would you like your son or daughter to live in a place like that? I know I wouldn't. So Greypower's really concerned about making sure that seniors are not in places that are unsuitable for them and that they're well catered for. So we need to keep all these issues in front of decision makers. We need to make sure that the healthy rentals programs that local boards subsidise, that they are maintained. So that's something that we'll be looking forward to having more conversations with the local board reps about over this year, particularly with council elections coming up. I have not made any reference to Christchurch yet in the conversation, but it's not far from most people's minds, and it's certainly something that I'm reminded of daily, because no longer can we say it's business as usual in New Zealand. If we want peaceful streets and neighbourhoods, if we want to ensure that people can live safely in New Zealand, then we have to move to greater cooperation, greater collaboration, more inclusion. And in that inclusiveness, we need to be able to start to dialogue and recognise our neighbours who are different from us. I know that for a lot of people, they've tended to back off perhaps and keep to themselves or not find it difficult perhaps to broach a conversation with someone. But I think the outpouring after the Christchurch tragedy of generosity, huge sums of money being raised, of people genuinely reaching out, going to mosques and placing flowers at the gate, people who wouldn't have ever had a connection before with a mosque, actually going and sitting and going through a ceremony at a mosque. That's a huge advance for our society in terms of inclusivity. So in Greypower we have people from many different ethnicities. People often think we're a kind of an old white man's club, but it's not true. In fact, I think there are more women in Greypower than men. We do have links now with a number of our ethnic communities across Auckland. of course, that is partly due to my other role as an elected representative on the council. But it's also something that the committee of Auckland Grey Power feels strongly about. And so we have been very proud of the fact that we have a multicultural committee and that we are brokering a lot of events with people from other cultures throughout the year on our social calendar. And they're coming along to see what we have to offer, because sometimes people are in their own ethnicities, not in their own groups, socialising, but they're not necessarily aware of all the things that they might be entitled to. And Grey Power does really bring home to people what they're entitled to. I had a man come into the office just this week, and he had been to Wynn's to check out what it was going to mean for him to go on to super. He'd never been on it before, but he was about to turn 65. And he had to drag information out of them as to what he was entitled to. Wasn't really forthcoming, which was disappointing. So that's something we're going to take up, because we want to see an improvement in customer service to seniors. I would just say at this point in time that peace is not something that comes as an absence of war by accident or by design. It's but it's more from your heart, from your own inner attitude, actually brings about whether you can create harmony with others. And that's what's really important. It's a challenge in life, because it's the nature of humans to have conflict. I don't know anybody who doesn't live without conflict somewhere. But it's a way of giving yourself options, examining and reflecting on your own attitude and what are you contributing in a situation. And that's something you can always do. You can always do it in advance of a meeting with another person who you might think they're bristly or they're prickly or you don't get along with them too well. But you can do some soul-searching on where can you find a common point where you can meet them. What do you share that in common that you might be able to broker a conversation to break the ice? There are always ways of doing things if you shift your attitude, but if you steadfastly come from a position of fear or defensiveness or rejection or criticism or blame, then there's no avenue for you to connect. There's no natural way for you to meet them halfway. So today I would just like to ask you to take a moment and just think about if there's anyone in your life that really gets you going, it really annoys you, just do a contemplation, just sort of think of them as someone that you could reframe your current thinking about. Even do a scan and think, is there something they've done that I begrudgingly thought was quite good? Is there something that they have that's a skill that maybe you don't have but is a valuable skill? Is there something that they have achieved in life that you would think was honourable? There may be, just keep thinking and keep thinking and keep reflecting until you hit something that allows you to hold on to a positive view of them. And yeah, there may be a lot of views that are not positive, but you can put those to a side and just hold on to that positive view, and then that's something you can bring up. So when you meet them, next time you meet them, wherever, you've got that positive view that you can just hold that in your mind while you greet them. That shift and that impact of that in the first 30 seconds of talking to them just may be enough to make quite a big difference. And if done often enough over time, it may bring about a more peaceful coexistence. So I'm going to switch now to a track, Peace in the Neighbourhood, which is one of my favourites. And I've played it before on the station, but I hope you enjoy that today, because the sentiment behind it is really what we're trying to create as we move forward as a country, and we want to be in harmony and we want to create unity.
Yeah.
together with Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6 or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.nz/seniorfocus, and do note Senior Focus